this might get weird.
Are we rolling?
We're rolling.
Well, then cheers, Grace Helbig.
Cheers, Mamrera. Whoa.
Yeah, baby. What? I am double fisting.
Yeah, that formed like a cleavage of Yetis in front of me.
It was a Navy Yeti buttocks.
Yeah.
I am doubling up on water and hot tea. I think everyone listening can tell by the sound of my voice. I am still sick.
Yeah. When did this happen? And are you okay?
I mean, it kind of happened. It happened a week ago.
Well, yeah, because we did our Friday podcast remotely.
Yes. So it happened. I started to feel a little iffy Tuesday, but I was like, I can get through it. And Jacqueline had just gotten back from a trip. So, and we were supposed to cook dinner and hang out. Oh, no. Wednesday, and watch the Love is Blind reunion.
See, I haven't even gotten into that one yet.
I mean, I guess you've seen a million spoilers and you just didn't even understand them. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm like a soccer goalie, like just bouncing them. As soon as I see LIB in any headline, I'm just like, X out of this tab. No, thank you.
I forgot that goalies actually push them away. And I was like, she's a hockey goalie who's really bad at her job.
Yeah. Just
avoiding pucks left and right. No, I went over there and I wasn't feeling good. And I was like, hey, FYI, I tested for COVID. I got a negative test, but you never know. I don't feel great. So if you don't want to risk getting a cold, no worries. She was like, no, I'll come over. So then the next day she's like, I'm sick. I'm like, oh no, I test again. Again, I'm still COVID negative. And then she was positive. So like so I don't know if I gave it to her. She gave it to me. I still haven't tested positive for COVID, but I have positively felt like shit for a week.
Yeah, damn. And that's like all of my alerts go up that I'm like, what do you need? What do you got? I am stocked up with medical supplies if you need anything. What are the symptoms? Write them down.
See, I so rarely get a cold that I went into the medicine cabinet, and that's when I quickly realized everything was expired. I had Zicam melts from that expired in 2019. I felt like all those TikToks where people go to their parents' house and throw away salad dressings from 2012.
Oh, man. I forget that things expire. Literally, we put Icy Hot on Elliot the other day because he was
that's
sore.
A sexy night.
No, because then I looked because he was like, this is really burning. Like, really. No. It's only hot. And I looked and this was 4 years expired. And I was like, oh, shit. Wipe it off.
Yeah. I mean, note to self, you would think that Icy Hot as it expired would just get less powerful. But instead, it just gets more painful.
More painful. Yeah, it was. Wow. Yeah. Very funny. But check those expiration dates, y'all.
Hold on. Okay, so you guys have been working out together, but I didn't know you guys were working out so hard that you were icy hotting each other's bodies.
Just Elliot, he pulled a muscle, but I'm on my third week of Beast Body. I've never, ever followed anything other than maybe my college education. Real Housewives. Yeah, this religiously and consistently.
How are you feeling?
I feel strong. I do feel, and also these videos are just so funny because I have realized, but man, people that teach, like the people you've talked about before, the instructors at your different classes, like it's a hard job what they're doing. And it is so stupid and cringy the way that they have to fill space because this guy is like an Arnold Schwarzenegger light. With a European, maybe Austrian accent. And all he does is like, this is how beasts are made. This is where the beasts get made. Do you smell that? It smells like beast.
It smells like beast?
Yes. That was a verbatim the other day that I was like, whoa, buddy, what's going on? But it is so goofy the way that he has to fill space in these workouts. But I feel... honestly, I'm getting beastie is what he says.
Really?
You're a beastie time to get boy. Beastie. Yeah. And it's very goofy. Like I can see muscles now and I just feel like it's goofy. that like the transformation your body starts to make when you consistently work out. So I'm having a great time and my energy feels great, but it's also offset by the fact that like I'm also still having hot flashes and stuff from side effects of medication. So it's like these two very different energies that happen throughout the day for me. So like menopausal and then like full male fitness. Whoa.
I mean, Grace, you didn't even see it. For y'all listening, the effects on this Zoom keep popping. We just had fireworks. You were looking down and a thumbs down just popped up. And by the time you raised your head, it was gone. So I didn't even say anything.
I got to turn these off. I keep forgetting about them.
Yeah, mine doesn't do that. No.
Yeah, damn.
I'm still living in 2018 over here. Okay, so are you sore though? Because I remember when I was working out with Ross through the pandemic, et cetera, when I was getting up and going to 7:30 workouts. And you know what? It almost broke my relationship.
Yeah.
Chip was like, this isn't normal.
Yeah, this is. We're both very sore, which is very goofy, too. Just to be like, it is hysterical.
I love how you only refer to it as goofy. It's because not goofy. It's cool.
It is cool. But to me, it's so funny that like Elliot and I are like getting ripped. Like that is to me so goofy. Like he's a PhD academic student that actually was goofy.
No, I know. That's why it's so funny that that's what you keep referring to.
Yeah.
Is his former job.
But it's been really, really fun. And it's nice to just have like a thing to like work towards. Like I keep saying all my doctors, this is the thing that makes them laugh every time. When they ask, like, what kind of exercise are you doing? And I tell them that I'm doing this Beast Body because I don't want to be like the women from the Life Alert commercial anymore.
Yeah.
And that I want to be able to pick myself up if I fall down. And that really gets them good. That makes them giggle.
We love the tight five. Now, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Because this will bring me to another subject, which is my TikTok algorithm.
Oh, yes.
Are you getting enough protein?
That I'm, yes, that is the mission now, to start eating in a way that supports this fitness.
Okay, that, because does not a Cheesecake Factory, you now you're in the cycle of like, you're doing the output, you got to get the input. Me, myself, I just had a protein bar about an hour ago. I'm not exercising though. No. It's just that I was too lazy to find lunch and I've got all these power bars from Robert Irvine. Do you know what that is?
Oh, yeah. The
Kitchen
the
Impossible.
Chef, the chef with the arms. Yeah.
The Beast Mode chef.
Yeah.
On Food Network. Yeah. Chip randomly bought some protein bars. And I've just been crushing them.
He makes protein bars? That's so funny.
I mean, if someone's going to make a protein bar, that guy's carrying ammunition.
Yeah,
okay?
He walks his walk.
Okay, but are you, now you have to do the like the change to really
supplement
the muscles.
Protein powder, been putting protein powder in smoothies.
We made that cookie.
Yeah, protein powder. We put protein powder in cookies on our Patreon, which, by the way, we have a live stream on our Patreon coming up this weekend if anyone wants to sign up last minute.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a egg extravaganza, which, hey, if we do make eggs, that's good protein for you. That's 100%. Good lean protein.
100%. I had a question, though. Going back to you being sick.
Yeah.
You posted on your story that you went for a walk. Something happened, you had to Uber home, and then you threw up.
Yeah.
What? Here's like, holy shit, is she okay?
Okay, here's the deal. Chip is out of town, right?
Right.
So I have been sick for a week, which means I like haven't seen other humans. Like,
right.
It's been very 2020 up in this bitch.
Damn.
Okay, recently, I don't know what's going on, but I more and more have been accidentally recording, you know, if you're going to send someone a voice note, doing it. And the amount of times I've been doing it and almost sent you 3 minutes of me talking to beans.
Excellent.
Out of control. But so I've really been by myself and stagnant. And so I got a burst of energy on Sunday. And it was a beautiful day, because that's the other thing is when we're sick here.
Yeah.
We're either complaining about rain or complaining about being stuck inside, and it's the most beautiful day to ever exist.
Yeah.
There's two modes of living in Los Angeles. So I thought, you know, I've been watching TikToks. I've been inspired. Spring has sprungin', you know?
Is that what's happening on TikTok?
Well, I'm just saying I'm in an algorithm right now. that is a lot of hot girl walks.
Oh, okay.
You know, okay. I told you I'm doing the sleepy girl mocktail at night.
Yes, yes.
You know, I'm trying some things that the youth are doing because they have started taking care of themselves at the appropriate time, as opposed to me, who's really trying to, you know, like put some bronzer on Mount Rushmore. Okay. I'm far gone, but I'm the rock face wall, a never ending story. Yes. And I'm just like, but so I was like, you know what? I would like to take a little mental health walk.
Yeah.
And so in my head, I was like, all right, I'm going to walk up through this. I'm going to walk through my neighborhood, get to the Silver Lake Reservoir. Mm-hmm. When I get there, I'm going to get halfway around. And there's like a fave brunch spot of mine. I'm going to have put in an order, get to Go Food, eat it in the meadow by the reservoir, and walk home.
Does that not sound
delightful? Yeah.
Perfect plan.
And so it was like 3 miles there, 3 miles back, but like very taking my time, you know? Yeah. And I was killing it, crushing the game. I felt invincible. It was the day of the LA Marathon, and I was like, those losers. So they, like, I'm the one having the best outdoor miles.
Uh-huh.
And then I get halfway there, I pull up the phone to do a takeout order, and at this point I'm like, oh, I'm quite hungry.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm really hungry. And then I just feel myself slowing down, and then I was like, oh no, I'm gonna pass out or I'm gonna throw up. Found a bench.
Uh-huh.
I sat at that bench for about 45 minutes.
Wow. Good. I mean, sometimes you wonder, like, what's the point of a bench for that exact moment?
Bench, please. I needed it. Well, I know what the point of a bench is, and it's for us to put a This Might Get Weird ad on it, and we've never done that, and people are always mad at us.
Yeah, we've been meaning to do this for about 4 years now.
You know, we need an assistant. But so I sat there, and then I was just like, there's no way I'm getting back.
Yeah.
There's no friggin' way.
Yeah.
And I wasn't feeling well. Again, tested negative for COVID, but it's still a cold. So I called an Uber, and I like rolled down my window and kept my head out the window. And then I ran through the door and I vomited.
Oh, my God. And you know that Uber knows what that, like, you putting your head out the window is like a universal sign of I'm not well.
After he picked me up from a bench. The only bench in Silver Lake.
The area where everyone's walking. The area people go to walk. This man is sitting down and I need to ride home.
And everyone, you know, I was just lucky that I didn't see someone I know, because that particular path is, you know, it's like going to a neighborhood bar on a Sunday morning. And so I was sitting there, and it was like me focusing on not puking. A couple walked by, and the dog was like a white lab. Do they make those? Like a white golden retriever labby thing, you know, like a dog. It was a dog.
Okay.
And it comes over, and it comes over, and it gets in my face like sweetly.
Yeah.
And I looked so crazy, and I just heard her go, come on, you don't know that woman. And I was like, oh no, they think I'm scary. They think I'm like, you know, they weren't like, oh, sorry, he's friendly. They were like, get away.
She's peppermint. Got scabies, maybe. We don't know.
So anyway, I pushed myself too far. So I've been trying to take it easy.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, I want to go have fun.
Well, you know your limits. Your body is speaking to you. Listen to your body.
I know. It's just today is the official first day of spring.
Yes, it is. Yes, spring it is. We're into Aries season.
Oh, what should we expect?
I was actually just reading about it on Refinery 29.
And tell us what to do.
It's going to sound like every astrological thing you've ever heard, but here's a little takeaway. Okay, because Aries is the ram. So the fiery vibe of the ram doesn't want us to sit still and wait for things to happen. So we are going to be trying to make connections with others, manifest our desires, and go after whatever we want to add to our lives. It's a time in which we won't be afraid to be selfish and put ourselves first.
Duh. That's not something new and different for this ram.
which we should all do more of, as long as it's not hurting anyone else. And use the fiery energy to go for the gold in our lives.
Okay, so this one felt a little preachy to me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
How it was like, which, as long as it's not hurting anyone, just tell me what the stars are doing and I'll decide how I want to use my power and selfishness.
If you're a freelancer, you're probably dreading your quarterly tax bills. And if your business of one is not set up properly, you're likely overspending on your taxes. It's time you reduce your tax bill by thousands with Collective. Collective is the all-in-one financial solution for self-employed entrepreneurs that specializes in S-Corp election. Let Collective handle your taxes, bookkeeping, and payroll all for a fraction of the cost of a CPA. And if your business of one is making at least $60,000 in profit annually, then you could be missing out on thousands in tax savings every year. With Collective, the S-Corp tax election is saving its members an average of $10,000 per year. But don't wait to elect, because the deadline to backdate your S-Corp to January 1st is coming up on March 31st. Right now, Collective is waiving the onboarding fee when you go to collective.com/TMGW and tell them that TMGW sent you. That's a $199 value waived and a full year of S-Corp savings when you go to collective.com/TMGW and tell them that TMGW sent you. Again, that's collective.com/TMGW and tell them TMGW sent you. Please.
Spring has sprung and it's time to shop, you guys. All right, whether you're going on spring break and you got to get some stuff to hit that booze cruise with, or you're like me and you did a crazy Tasmanian devil purging of the closet last night, got rid of so much stuff for charity, and now I need to refill it, okay? It's time to shop, but why go on a big old shopping spree and get nothing in return? Make sure that you're getting cash back every time you shop with Ibotta. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items, from groceries to beauty supplies to toys to clothes and shoes, okay? So you can make sure you're beating inflation no matter what you're purchasing. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. Hello? That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip. So you can buy that flight you've been eyeing, or that game you're dying to go to, or that fancy dinner you have been craving. Because other apps, they give you points that don't amount to anything, okay? With Ibotta, just add your offers in the app, upload your receipt, and you get cash that you can use. It's real cash that goes to your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers, including Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora. Oh yeah, honey, I need a big old bag coming out of Sephora, and I'm ready to get money put back into my bag. So right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code GETWEIRD when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back, and use the code GETWEIRD. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store, and use code GETWEIRD for $5 just for trying.
Well, it's, yeah, this one's got a little bit of different energies. At least this is what this article said. That was just a little clip from it. It also goes into the eclipse that's coming up. Do you have any thought? I the eclipses usually happen and then I hear about them after the fact.
Well,
this one, I'm like, should we get some glasses? Are they making funny glasses
tough.
For them?
This one's tough. Okay, so you know, when Chip and I first started dating, and I mean like beginning,
yeah,
we connected.
I think that's what you mean by first started dating.
No, but I mean like the first weekend.
Oh.
We hung out.
Yeah.
We got together on a Friday. He left on a Sunday.
A very good first date.
A scoot. But he was going to an eclipse festival in Oregon.
Yeah.
And driving up there, and it was going to be 8 days. It was like the best place to see the eclipse that year.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was no service. And it was like a big festival with music and art and camping out. And he was going to be there for 8 days. And so he went and did that. Like, that was like he met up with people that he knew from travels in New Zealand and Australia.
Cool.
You know, it was a big, they have their big campsite, etc. Meanwhile, I'm just in Palm Springs Googling, like, does this festival really not have phone service?
Yeah, why is this man not texting me back?
So I'm like, we just had an incredible weekend, and I'm getting ghosted, you know, like, and he's pretending it eclipse, a hippie festival.
Because it does, the idea of going to an eclipse festival sounds made up.
Well, here's the thing. So now here it is. This, it'll be 6.5 years later.
Yeah,
it's the
wow.
first time it's that big of an eclipse again. Mm-hmm. And that festival is in Texas.
Right. And it's so a different. Yeah.
So Chip is also in Texas. So he might drive and go to a couple days to the festival. And there was one time where I was supposed to meet him. And then now it's I can't schedule. It's scheduling and like all craziness with work and all that jazz. But yeah. So cool. I know about the eclipse like a lot. It was like the basis of me first liking Chip and thinking he had ghosted me.
Wait, so you are going to this festival? Or you're not going?
No,
to this
I don't
one?
Think I can go because of work stuff.
Yeah.
But it's only like 1.5 hours from him where he is now. Like I'd have to fly in and do the whole jazz.
Well, yeah. Cool. Yeah. I saw the map. There's like a map of the United States that cuts the diagonal line that shows you like if you're on this line, you're going to be able to see the eclipse. And it like cuts through the middle of the country. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
No. He said he was there and, you know, it's fully like everything goes dark and there's, I don't know, 6 minutes of darkness, 2 minutes.
Whoa.
I'm not sure. But to be with a group of, you know, several, you know, tens of thousands of people all partying.
That probably is really cool. And also like apocalyptic at the same
Very
time.
Very apocalyptic. Absolutely. Are you going to do spring cleaning?
In my house?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I just started washing patio furniture today. Big day over here for
Whoa.
All hell big. Yeah, I forget that stuff has to be cleaned.
Mine is my everything that's outside right now, furniture wise. It's like the outdoor cushions.
Yeah,
probably have as much bacteria as like a 5-year-old kitchen sponge.
Yeah. Well, the thing is like, I let them go too far and then Goose mm-hmm. will go out there and she sits on it like a person and lays in the sun.
So does beans.
I looked this morning. And I was like, you are sitting on the grossest thing I've ever seen. And then I let you in the bed in the morning. Like, this is disgusting. So now we're cleaning it.
Good for you.
We haven't talked about this yet.
Oh, my God.
Do you have any thoughts on what the hell's going on with Kate Middleton?
I just mouthed it with you. Because I knew you were going to say it.
I looked at it. I was like, did her audio go out?
No, I was lip dubbing because I could feel this coming. Because it has been something that we have been goalieing.
Yeah, I keep forgetting to bring it up. And I don't know if I, like... To be honest, I don't really care or keep up with it that much. But at this, I was just like sitting in my car waiting to go in for therapy and I got there early and I was like, let me look into this and see what's going on. And it really is ridiculous.
It's crazy. It's,
right?
I mean, here's what? Look, I didn't like get into it because I don't want to fall into conspiracies. And then also like same thing, like I don't really care. And also I think the fact that there's still a monarchy is bullshit. And the fact that people's taxes and money go towards this one family, like fuck all of that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is also a source of fun gossip.
Yeah.
And this has gone too far. And then when they do other things like. Was that woman at the farm shop were we supposed to believe that was Kate?
I did see Andy Cohen tweet like, that ain't Kate.
That ain't
and
Kate.
I was that's what I was looking up, that this woman, Heidi Agon, who is a Kate Middleton lookalike, who has now made a living since like 2012 as a Kate Middleton lookalike, said that her social media was like blowing up like crazy because everyone thought that it was her at this because she's
denying it.
She said it's not me and that she 100% thinks that it is Kate and William in that video. Who knows how much she's been who knows what
paid and,
right but she I thought this woman I was like what an interesting life this woman has that she started working as a Kate Middleton lookalike that is available for hire at parties and corporate events. And she's been doing this since 2012. And her job started after she was constantly compared to Kate during her job as a waitress. Okay. And yeah, and now, oh no, she currently has a day job as a teacher and revealed that she was at, oh, she was at that job the same day that these photos were taken.
Okay, so, we have an alibi.
We have an alibi, but still, I mean, look, I'm no expert, but the photo that they released that was found to be Photoshopped pretty quickly, like, I saw Lily Marston posting, she's like, I'm not a pro at Photoshop, but here's like seven things I found wrong with this photo immediately. And I was like, that's wild. Then it gets taken down and I'm like, what old man is in charge of this social media and why are they making it worse every time they try to explain something that's clearly like not true?
But did you see that they had from her account released?
Yes.
Sorry, I sometimes I have fun altering like, photos, etc.
Yeah.
So then they had her
like
take
many
the blame?
Amateur photographers is what her tweet said. Like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing.
Here's the thing.
What?
Here's the thing is, even if I know she had some type of surgery, I don't know if they disclosed what type it was. And
abdominal, a mysterious abdominal surgery.
So a lot of people are saying, you know, it didn't go well or whatnot. You know, people are doing rumors about a coma. Like, let's hope not. But if it was just a bad surgery, and even if she's sick, like really sick, like doesn't want to do it, like she has to take one photo holding a newspaper. I know everything can be altered, but I would hate to know there were any rumor about me going around.
The thing
or is anyone was worried about me.
Everyone's like, he's been cheating on her.
I know.
With this specific
horse
woman.
Girl.
Yeah. I'm so new to all of this drama that this has been going. Yeah, she's a whore, but what is the deal? Like, they're in another royal family or high up family that has ties in them, and they've been known to, like, I don't know, rumors of them cheating for years or something, and that this is like she's having like a breakdown and that's why she's out of the public eye about it. I don't know.
You know more than I do then.
This is all the way misinformation gets spread, because what I just said is probably 40% accurate of the things I read before. And it's
well, what I
distilled.
Heard is it's a rumored other woman, but she's also married and has children. And then the children were a part of the coronation process.
Yeah.
I forget. Like, they're all tight. So, of course, everyone is going, well, her son sure looks like William. You know, it's all that kind. I mean, honestly, Grace, thank God we have this, because Vanderpump Rules has sucked this year.
True. And this must be what The Crown is about, right?
Well, everyone is saying, everyone is like, those Crown writers better get in the fucking room right now, because apparently they finished the last season. I don't know if it's aired, but I think they actually at least wrote and wrapped the final season of The Crown, the series finale. So everyone is saying, well, you just got work.
I mean, okay. It is comically like a bad whatever, like it's causing more speculation.
When are we gonna know?
So confusing to me. I don't understand. And they're like, society is not making it worse. They're making it worse by the way that they're trying to like control this narrative. And everyone's like, no, no, also no, it's not that.
Not at all.
But those photos, I did look at those photos. Neither one of them looked like either one of them to me. Like, it didn't look like William either.
Here's another thing I will say. Mm-hmm. Is like, the people who are having the best time right now, and if I was one of them, I would be milking this, are the people who look like them. So if I was a Kate Middleton impersonator, like making cameos or TikToks or whatever, you better fucking believe I am reaching out to the nearest William impersonator and being like, let's ride. We're going to get high tea at the Garden. Like, this is our moment. Let's go everywhere together and see if we get press. And it's just a story we can at least tell down the line.
Yeah,
and also, I wonder too, I feel like this is the plot of probably several movies.
Yeah.
Is, I wonder too, if like you are a pretty good Kate Middleton impersonator, let's say.
Okay.
I wonder if you would ever be reached out to by the royal family, not just in like this instance where she's maybe recovering, but just in general, and go, would you like a job for when we need to exit out the back door.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just a decoy. That have those the decoy. Jobs,
right? Like, people do have those jobs, which is, to me, so wild. So yeah. wild. I mean, it's crazy. It's fascinating. It and also, it's just very weird. There's some weird, there's a little bit of ickiness to it.
It stinks. It smells foul, Grace. And the fact is, you and I, we've talked about before about like, well, this is in a different regards. One of the things that gives you anxiety is something not having an end.
Yeah.
A la scarves coming out of a magician's yes. mouth, etc. Yeah. I need this to have an end.
Yes.
Like, when I was on Twitter the other night and it said, oh, and everyone's freaking out because there was going to be a royal announcement. Did that ever happen?
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, it's a couple nights ago. And that's it was on St. Patrick's Day. And everyone's freaking out. And everyone in Ireland was like, oh, shit. Did King Charles die on St. Patrick's Day? That would be ironic. And all this stuff. But they said there was going to be a royal announcement. And I don't know if there was. And I'm legit getting anxiety as if. And this affects my life. Zero. And yet I'm over here feeling like I took a number at a bakery. And like they just haven't called the number in a week.
I
need to know.
This says Parade Magazine has a headline that says why the internet thinks the royals are about to make a formal announcement. But this is from a day ago. So I looked up royal announcement. There's nothing that says like what they've actually said.
But the BBC, it came on the BBC and said, we are standing by for an announcement from the royal blobberblurbs.
Okay.
From the Buckingham.
I mean, damn, by the time this podcast goes up, it might have happened.
I mean,
so
here's
now
what
I'm on edge.
Look, if shit goes down, I want to say rest in peace, insert name here.
Right.
I want to say our thoughts are with you. I want to say, told you so. Like, whatever the correct response is for what comes out, just know that we recorded this on Tuesday.
Yes. Yes.
At 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
We didn't know what was about to happen.
Speaking of batshit crazy stuff, Grace.
Yeah.
Have you watched any of the J-Lo documentary or movie?
No, I haven't. But I've heard exactly that. Batshit crazy.
Grace, I have never in my life seen... you have to watch it because through your psychology brain, I need to hear it. I have never seen such an unabashed statement of narcissism.
Really?
I mean, besides like Trump and stuff, it's more just like ego.
Did you talk about this before? No, I don't think you did.
I haven't because I had not watched it. I tried to watch it when I was on my trip to Mexico and Amazon Prime wouldn't let us do it. But so the other night, again, cabin fever, I've watched freaking everything in the world. And here's the other thing that sucked is I've been sick, but I've also probably slept 5 hours a night. Like my body isn't giving me the whole like, well, I've been sick, but I'm just like sleeping all day and napping. No, I just still am up to like 3 a.m. and then waking up at 8.
What about these nighttime sleepy drinks?
You know what? I didn't have the cherry juice till yesterday.
Okay. Okay.
So it helped a little. I went to bed at like 1.
Nice. Here we go. Today we have support from Audible. Audible lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment in one app. You'll always find the best of what you love or something new to discover. They offer an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre, from bestsellers, new releases, celebrity memoirs, mysteries and thrillers, motivation, wellness, business, and more. There is something for everyone. You'll discover exclusive Audible originals from top celebrities, renowned experts, and exciting new voices in audio. They also include thousands of podcasts from popular favorites to exclusive new series. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from our entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. And members also get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and podcasts. You can download or stream their included titles all you want. The Audible app makes it easy to listen anytime, anywhere, while traveling, working out, walking, doing chores. You decide. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. You guys know we love Audible. I'm currently listening to our Barflies Book of the Month, The House in the Cerulean Sea by TJ Klune. I'm about halfway through, and it's been fantastic. And guess where I'm listening to it?
on Audible. Now, if you are interested, new members can try Audible now for 30 days for free. Again, new members can try Audible now free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/TMGW or text TMGW to 500-500. That's audible.com/TMGW or text TMGW to 500-500 to try Audible free for 30 days.
Okay, so what's the movie and the documentary, or the movie? Are they two things? No, I know that, but do they relate? Like, is the documentary about making the movie?
It's the making of. Here, I'll give you the broad strokes. It's so crazy. Okay, J-Lo had an idea about making a movie, and it's only an hour long, so it's like not an extended music video, but it's not long enough to be a movie.
Oh,
I'll give you the broad strokes. Okay. So she wanted to make a movie in honor of her and Ben reconnecting, because I guess when they were dating and engaged, she had an album she was working on called This Is Me Then. Okay. That was the name of the album. And I don't know if it got released. I don't think it did. Okay. So then she wanted to, now 20 years later, she's releasing an album called This Is Me Now.
Man, you know, what we need more of is J-Lo and Ben's relationship.
Here's what I'll say. Okay, so the premise of the movie, it's a bunch of music videos with some scenes in between. It opens in a factory, and there's all these women, and it's very like flash dance, and she's like, you know, factory worker, and there's all these rose petals, and then you see that this factory feeds rose petals to this giant mechanical heart that beats in the middle, right? And then all of a sudden it's like mayday, mayday, woo, woo, woo. Like, it's not getting enough petals. They go, they run to the field, all the roses are dead. They're like, what? Then J-Lo literally, she's like, I gotta save them, you know, whatever it is. J-Lo puts on this full, like, she's about to go into the deep sea outfit. And she's walking there like, don't do it, don't do it. She, which kills me, because I'm like, so this is your version of Armageddon?
Yeah, what?
Which your husband starred in?
I want to say that, like, this J-Lo had a little bit of mushrooms and this is what came out of it. But I feel like this is like she had CBD and this is what she imagined.
She had her first preservative in 40 years.
Yeah.
Sent her over the edge.
She had like a whiff of Domino's pizza. Yeah.
Absolutely. What? So she goes in, and as she's there, then it becomes a series of flashbacks of her different relationships. And it becomes like, you know, she's in a relationship where he's controlling her. And I mean, because we love a metaphor, it's in a glass house. She loves to get married. So it's a huge marriage montage. But you see that like three different grooms, you know, are interchangeable. And then in between, she's going to therapy to talk about how she's addicted to love. Who's her therapist? Rapper Fat Joe.
Great. yeah, of course. He has a paternal energy about him that he does. Is very soothing.
He does. Yeah. But so anyway, it's just all of these songs that aren't good and all of this dancing that isn't really good. Okay. And it's all through the story of, I guess there's an old tale about two lovers. I honestly, it starts with this, you know, these two lovers from back in the day who couldn't have each other turned into hummingbirds. I don't know if this is a real tale or if she made up this, you know, one. But so the very end, she's like dancing through the rain, and I guess she loves herself, and then a hummingbird comes out. Grace, it was like, if I think I did like a more advanced tap number in fifth grade to Dancing with the Rain. She's just dragging an umbrella, but here's, and so, you know, she saves the heart, yay. No one cares. No right. one cares.
Yeah,
here's what kills me is I watched the documentary before I watched the final product.
Okay.
Because I was like, I need the story. So the story is she wanted to do this and everyone said no. They were like, man. We don't.
So it's absolutely an underdog story.
Absolutely not.
This story's got to get told.
Yeah. She was like, I need to do this. Right. And so she was like, I'm going to. Everyone said no. She was like, well, I'm going to do this with my own money. And you see her agent the whole time, or business manager or whatever, is like, that's too much. Like, we got to, in the documentary, right? There was no reason she had to make this. And then meanwhile, they're talking about how expensive it is. So she has a whole crew make a documentary about this. Grace, I am not lying when I say 10 minutes into the documentary, they paid for and played Under Pressure by Queen. You're telling me that's not expensive as fuck to get the rights to a Queen song to put in your documentary about the movie that you paid for yourself. And then Ben is there.
And the thing is, you're not under pressure because no one wants you to make this.
No one wants you to make this. And Ben is very supportive. I actually like really loved him during this because, but I did see a tweet and I was like, this is exactly what it is. What? Is that, okay, this might be really catty. I'm sorry. Whatever. I'm on cold meds.
Well, someone was like, and also, you know, people make art to spark conversations, discussions, dialogue.
Well, Grace, what you will see too is, okay, during the movie, it keeps like panning up to her, this panel of gods, like all these like horoscope people to be like, she's doing it again. She's moving on too fast, whatever. And it's all these celebrities. But like the amount of celebrities that said no.
Yeah.
Grace, at one point they're talking about Derek Huff, who ends up doing it, but also they were like, he can't do it. And she was like, why? And they were like, he's in a wedding. And she was like, what? And they were like, no, he's not just going to a wedding. He's in a wedding. She was like, call him again. Like someone says like, well, we could get Vanessa Hudgens. She's like, for what? Like all of
this
these people
in the documentary.
In the documentary. They say by name all the celebrities that said no. Jane Fonda, who she knows for Monster-in-Law, who ends up doing it, calls her and says, I think this whole movie's a bad idea.
This is all in the documentary?
In the documentary. She's like, I know you're very happy with Ben, but I feel like you need to like stop just putting it out there. Like I don't think you need to do that. So anyway, the tweet was like, oh, J-Lo is back with Ben and now thinks she's as relevant as the last time they were together.
I mean, and look, that I don't blame her for that because like she is being rewarded for like, look at Super Bowl commercials. Like they are memed.
They are memed, but Grace, I mean, like, the fact is she goes into full artist mode. Like, Ben starts messing on her laptop to her script and writing a couple lines. She's like, no, you know, whatever. Ben has won an Oscar
for
best original screenplay. Like, I just can't imagine watching this and then everyone's like, it's going to be bad. And she's like, I believe in it. Like, I'm an artist at this. And then everyone is like, this is awful. But it's quite entertaining. But holy smokes. But here's my question.
Yeah.
Is she did this documentary, right? The like behind the scenes look of J-Lo and J-Lo's world and, you know, all that stuff. She also did a documentary when she did the Super Bowl like 3 years ago. So I have a prediction and I actually have something that I'd like to request.
Okay.
Okay. So I wonder if just doing a documentary about yourself every 4 years is what she's doing instead of doing a reality show. And if so, I kind of like that.
Interesting. Okay.
You know what I mean? Where it's like, oh, no, I'm not going to do a reality show and people get bored of me, but I'm going to release an hour and a half documentary every 4 years about what I've been up to. I kind of like that.
That is interesting. I mean, does she use social media? I don't really follow her or Ben, so I don't know how much she's putting out there on her social media that would like, I don't know, be different than a documentary.
I don't think so.
The thing that comes to mind to me hearing this is like, it makes me wonder, for female music artists, is this the Taylor Swift effect? That Taylor Swift is doing like this mega tour, these Miss Americana documentaries and Beyonce, you know, like Renaissance and all of this, that J-Lo feels like, I have to up my artistry. I have to compete with these women that are putting these fully formed, you know, artistic projects out into the world. How do I compete with them? And maybe, you know, her brain doesn't work best in that world because then we get a big heart that has to be fed with petals from a factory floor.
Grace, I need you to drink some weed tonight and watch both of these back to back. It's like they're an hour each. I was looking to no one and going, are you seeing this? Like, I loved it so much. It was so bad.
I mean, that I appreciate the brevity, and the hope is like, well, you know, well, it's not going to be this, but like, is she in on the cringe of this? Like, is she in on the ridiculousness of this? But it can't be that.
I mean, Khloe Kardashian said no.
But see, why? I'm like, how would they put that in there and her be like, this is, like, that's okay. I don't, I'm so confused.
But
by
here's
it.
The crazy thing. And again, with the budget of it all.
Yeah.
So they were like, we can't, the budgets, like, they were like, we're going to need an extra day of shooting. And they were like, well, what's that going to cost? It's probably $200,000. We can't. We got to get it. We got to wrap it up. Like, you know, her business manager is being like, this is my client's real money.
Yeah. Yeah.
But J-Lo wanted a cameo from, you know, in her little like horoscope panel from this guru. And they literally say that's going to cost us a couple hundred thousand dollars. They flew him in to do a cameo.
Who is this man?
I don't know who this guru is. My apologies. I am not caught up with gurus.
Yeah, yeah.
But
okay.
I was like, this is a priority. And here's the thing is I'm just, okay. Okay. Sorry. I've been sitting on this and like this whole creative.
When did this come out?
Like 2 weeks ago. Maybe three
okay,
weeks ago.
Okay, so this is very fresh. Okay.
It's very fresh. But here's the thing is, did you watch the Oscars?
No.
Okay. This is what J-Lo should be doing, okay? Mm-hmm. Instead of. So she spent $20 million on this. She says, but how much did the documentary cost? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Cord Jefferson, who won Best Adapted Screenplay for American Fiction, who I went to that dinner for, whatever.
Yeah.
He had an amazing speech, which I thought was fantastic, where he basically was talking to the film industry and said, hey, maybe, you know, this is a little movie. This is a little movie that could, and we're up here and it's connected with people. I know all movies are a chance, but maybe take less $200 million chances and instead take 50 $400 million chances and allow people to create new ideas and like foster new creativity. Hell, do like 20, you know, whatever the 20, 40, you know, whatever the math was. And I'm like, J-Lo, if you were smart, if I was J-Lo's PR person, I would have taken that same $20 million and I would have been like, hey guys, I am going to foster 10 coming up female filmmakers to make $2 million micro budget movies.
Yeah. I mean, maybe she does that. I don't know.
I don't think she does. I'm worked out. Like, she's
gonna, I feel like she's going to have to after this scathing review.
I was like, Grace, I can only make it 20 minutes and now it's minute 40 something. And I'm like, now let's get into my new game plan for J-Lo for the year 2024.
I'm so intrigued by this now. Yeah. This Is Me, now has 75% on Rotten Tomatoes.
How?
It's got a 4.5 out of 10 on IMDb.
How? So, I'm sorry, but then that's J-Lo bots because I don't understand. She's being ripped to shreds on TikTok.
Really? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It chronicles the highly scrutinized love life of actor and singer Jennifer Lopez, including her relationships and personal healing journey. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I know. I mean, feel like, God bless her, but I feel like she just can't get out of the new pop girlies ways.
And
that's not an ageism thing.
No, I feel like, you know, sometimes people's artistry peaks and, you know, sometimes you're so like, but I mean, when you're on that level of fame, which is, I think, why Beyonce is as impactful and incredible as she is on another level in notoriety, yet her artistry continues to like be elevated, interesting, authentic, like creative. Like, this feels very much like a bit out of touch. Maybe.
Well, it's exactly another thing someone compared it to where they said, I think J-Lo wants her lemonade and she just doesn't have that artistry.
That's
so
what
now
I mean.
She keeps trying to manufacture this and everyone's like, we're good.
But see, that in and of itself would make a great movie. But wasn't she in a movie where she's like a pop star that marries like a regular guy? Who is that?
That was Owen Wilson. It was called Marry Me. Yep.
And her, right?
I watched it.
Yeah.
He was like, wow. She's already, that's my Owen Wilson. Wow, marry me.
Yeah, man. Oh, okay. I'm intrigued. I will you gotta add watch this it. To my list of stuff to watch because I mean, it does sound absolutely absurd. Just hearing how many people said no, and yet she powered through. Fascinating.
I want to tell you one more batshit thing, and then we'll go.
Yeah,
and then
yeah, I'm gonna of course.
Absolutely power down. So I went to Whole Foods yesterday. Time is an illusion. Yes, yesterday, because I was getting some delicious snacks for the Bachelor.
Nice.
And I'm there and I'm, you know, like wandering around aimlessly. And then I turn a corner and I hear crash. And I'm like, what is that? I look up and like 5 feet in front of me, there's an older gentleman on a motorized scooter, you know, like a seating scooter. A rascal and an employee who has the door open because they're stocking things. Uh-huh. But I didn't see the point of impact. Right. So right. I look up and I'm thinking, OK, did this guy just run into it because he wasn't paying attention? Or did the employee open the door and it hit him like, you know, in the bike lane? Right.
Yeah.
So I'm right there. And so I'm like, oh, this old man's probably embarrassed. You know, this sucks. The old man just goes, I didn't mean to do that. And the employee like starts to comfort him to be like, it's okay. And the old man just goes, fuck you. Oh, Jesus. And I'm 5 feet away, right? I'm pretending to look at an individually wrapped pita. Like, yeah. I'm like, what's going on? Like hiding my face in it. And so the employee flips and just goes, fuck you. And he goes, fuck you. It went back and forth like 8 fuck yous. This is all near the hot bar, right? Because these were like the beverages near the hot bar. Everyone is starting to look. I'm the closest person. I'm like,
oh, God.
So then the old man takes off on his rascal, turns right in front of me, pulls up his hand. It's the liquor aisle. I wasn't buying liquor. And just knocks off 2 bottles of Ketel One vodka. And they shatter everywhere.
What?
And at this point, people are going, call security. Holy and it's an old man on a rascal scooter. I'm like, am I a witness?
This just sounds like an episode of Jackass or something. Johnny Knoxville in old man like makeup that goes into cause chaos in a local Whole Foods.
Oh, it was not. Everything was crazy. Like, it would have been scary if it wasn't an old man on a rascal scooter.
Right. You know what I mean? Whoa.
So I'm looking for him. I'm trying to see where he's popping and weaving through the hot bar. I know. I'm like, he's by the rice. He's rounding past soups. Oh, he's headed to cookies, right? And that's where security stops him. Oh, no. And so I'm like, I still got my pita. I'm just like walking. I'm trying to get the tea. By the time I get up past, you know, I'm just looking around at the cookies. He's put on a happy face. He's like, I ran into it and whatever. Oh, and then he goes, and then I bumped into the aisle. And so I'm sitting there being like, lies. He grabbed that Ketel One and knocked it off the shelf.
Yeah.
Like, you don't round cameras. A corner with your hand out.
I mean, that's a dream of mine, right? Like, to do that in a grocery store, to just go down the aisle full hand out.
Yeah. So anyway, I didn't get involved. I just rounded the corner and texted Chip and I was like, I just saw the most batshit crazy. I mean, it was hell broke loose at Whole Foods and I was the one witness.
Wow. You know, you think about that. That seems more like some Ralph's behavior. But at all,
I'm sorry,
Foods,
that's an Aldi behavior. Okay.
Yeah, that's maybe a Vons. I don't know.
Yeah, we're talking $16 a pound at the hot bar. What is happening here? I was near my cheesemonger, okay?
Yeah. Damn. Wow.
Nowhere is safe.
Wow, be careful out there, folks.
The Glendale Whole Foods.
Damn. See, I'm more reason to not go to Whole Foods for a while, big. Yeah. I'm good.
So anyway, that really jazzed me yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, he was probably pumped for the women tell all, too. I just finished watching it. It was quite an episode.
Well, we will be talking about it on Friday.
Yeah, I can't wait because, whoo, man, that was wild.
That was your first women tell all.
Yeah, it was. So I have a lot of questions for when we podcast about it. So I can't wait.
Perfect. Well, once again, before we got on this podcast, I said, Grace, I might last 20 minutes. Here we are an hour in.
I've just had family. My dad and stepmom are in town. So all I've been doing is just like having very low key, pleasant meals with my family. So I'm like, I got nothing to talk about other than hot flashes.
Well, I've just been watching J-Lo and seeing Whole Foods drama and talking to Beans. Anyway, guys, okay, couple of things. Let's do some orders of business.
Yeah.
First of all, Patreon. One, if you are in the perv tier, we are chipping out our perv box mystery boxes to you. Yes. I'm looking at them right now. I've been waiting for the post office to pick it up for 24 hours. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at them right now. Two, we have a live stream.
Yeah. This Sunday.
Uh-huh. Creeps and up on Sunday.
Yeah, and then the following Monday, April 1st, we're doing a Barflies live stream for our book club, House in the Cerulean Sea. It's going real. This book is awesome. I'm loving it so much. So if you guys want to sign up for a Patreon, lots of fun stuff going on over there.
My question about that book.
Yeah.
And this can just be for you to research yourself.
Yeah.
Did this book come out before The Devil Wears Prada or after? Because the word Cerulean, right. I feel like became commonplace vernacular because of Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah, now I've seen that movie. I understand that cultural reference and importance, but this came out after. I got to look up some stuff about this book. I'm just sort of reading it. It was suggested by a patron, and a lot of other patrons were like, just finished, awesome book, great choice, so excited. And yeah, it's so far really great, but I'm only about halfway through, so and also just excited to read a fiction book.
I don't
really do that as an adult, so it's been very fun.
It's amazing. Maybe I should read a book instead of just staying up scrolling on TikTok till 3 a.m. But we shall see. We shall see. So if you are a patron, you've got plans for the next 2 weekends. And if you aren't one but want to be, then get over there. Patreon.com/thismightgetweird. Yep. And I will say, this got weird.
Oh, yeah.